This podcast is a Podcast Ready mobile podcast series podcast. With Podcast Ready, you can subscribe to your favorite podcasts and have them automatically delivered directly to your MP3 player from any computer. Visit PodcastReady.com to learn more. Hello, and welcome to episode 95 of Mikey Pod. We have a lot to do today. I've got sound sync for you from the trip to the Catskills with some of the cast of Happy End. Also, I have Jennifer and Mark. I'm saying a lot already. That's not a good sign. And I've got that lunch we had the other day. And tons of voicemail and this song from Chicago duo Microfilm. Matthew Mercer is one of the two people in this band, and he's single-handedly helping me get up to speed with electronica. Why don't I shut up and let you listen to the song? This is called After Dark. Chicago electronic duo Microfilm with After Dark. Wow, that beginning of the show was a little cheesy, sorry. I don't know why that happens. Well, could it be that I'm cheesy? Yeah. So we got a lot to do today, and here's how we're going to roll with it. The first thing I've got for you is, God, the coughing is driving me crazy. I think it's just like a low-key allergy thing, because I don't feel sick, just a little phlegmy and... A little tuberculosis. But I mean, I feel fine. Really? Or am I in denial about something? Anyway, so the other day I was planning on seeing a reading of a musical called Plastic, which featured Lorinda Lisitska. I never know how to pronounce her name right. I should have asked maybe while I was working with her for 2 months. But before that, I met with him and Jennifer. We had lunch at a place which we'll mention during this little mini interview, but they were talking about a presentation that they gave with Podshow. Really, Podshow, I guess, was giving it to advertising agency, sort of about advertising and podcasts. And I just thought might be interesting for you guys to listen to this, to just hear kind of what's going on behind the scenes in podcasting land. And Podshow is a big company, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, this is a good place to get it. So, well, without further ado, here we go. I'll play that, and then there'll be... Jesus, I need to not talk today. After that will be a song of some kind. I think it's going to... I already picked it out, but now I can't remember what I was going to play. Let's see here. What was I going to play? I pulled it... Didn't I have something planned? Was it this? You know what I should play? I should play this... cover of Shake the Disease by Sunshiners for all you, you know, 80s fans. So it's a cover of Depeche Mode's Shake the Disease, which makes it not pod safe, I'm sure. Anyway, God. What? So after that will be the sound seeing in the car on the way to the Catskills. And then I'll be back to talk to you some more, play some voicemail and stuff like that. So here is Mark and Jennifer and I talking, you know. Talking. Okay, I'm sitting here at, where are we?
The Stage Deli.
The Stage Deli.
The world-famous Stage Deli.
Yeah, in New York City, of course. We're at 53rd and 7th Avenue. I'm still so disoriented a lot of the time. So I'm sitting here with Chef Mark and Jennifer from the Culinary Podcast Network.
Hello.
How you doing?
And they had a deal this morning where they, tell us about it. Because I can't, I'm going to say it wrong. But we were just talking about this deal they did today, and it seemed interesting, something that people might like to hear about from somewhere else besides your shows.
It was more just a deal. It wasn't really a deal, it was more a presentation. Yeah, you know, our shows are on Podshow, and we're doing a lot with Podshow to sort of really bump up the level of podcasting and just, you know, visibility in the world. So we're working with them to create some really cool content, and we participated with them in some presentations.
And we also arrived with breakfast in hand with some lovely things that we created. Some were from the Gilded Fork and some are Chef Mark's specialties, but we did our lavender lemon pound cake. And what was the fruit salad that you did that was gorgeous?
That's a tropical fruit salad that uses a minted wine syrup. Very simple. It's easy. You just get a bottle of wine, your favorite kind of wine. I used a rosé wine here because it's pink and it looks lovely with fruit salad. Just a little rosé, a little powdered sugar, and some mint. And you bring it to a boil, throw the mint in, let it steep like tea for a few minutes, then strain out the mint, and then you've got a syrup. And then you put that in with a mixed tropical mixed tropical fruit salad. You know, just whatever fruits you want to use. I use like basic fruits like apples and strawberries and pears and grapes. But then I also added some lychees. Yeah, I got
nice.
Canned lychees.
Ooh, I didn't know those are in there.
Yeah, and I got some papaya too that I put in there to make it kind of tropical.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's yummy.
So this was like a presentation for an advertising agency, is that right?
Showing the agencies, what we can do with Podshow, what Podshow can do for them, the kinds of things that can be created for sponsors and advertisers and things. So, given that we're all sort of trying to redefine what media is, it was really exciting to see it and to see people's reaction to what's happening in the industry, because there's this shift happening And the brands aren't sure where to put their dollars right now. They're a little bit confused because they're spending a lot of money on print and it's not as effective anymore.
Right.
And they're dipping a toe in the water of podcasting, but they're not, they're like, they need a little push to really jump in. And so, you know, we're trying to help them understand what they can do with us.
So in the past, though, like, it sounds like things have shifted in that you're not getting blank looks when you mention podcasting. Like, people are starting to be able to, do you have to explain it as much to them what podcasting is about, or...
Well, what's your famous, when you explain what podcasting is, we've had to come up with a phrase that works, so...
Oh, the way I just, I mean, obviously anyone who's listening to this knows what it is, but it's like, it's, you know, usually I just tell people, I say, it's like TiVo for the radio.
I wonder if I stole that from you, because I've used that before, and I think I got it from you.
TiVo for the radio, and then people are like, oh, or if they don't know TiVo, we just say, it's, what do we say, it's a show you can watch pretty much anytime you want to. So there's no schedule. You just go and get it. Or else say internet radio. And I'm like, oh. So it has to be a term that they can understand.
But you really, I've found that you really have to, like, spell it out for them, too. Yeah. Like, my experience has been that it's like, well, and you can go anytime you want. It doesn't just come on at one time. And, you know, it's always there. You can go back and, you know, listen to old stuff and all that.
Well, the famous thing is that when we send a show we've done to somebody, to a chef, let's say, or his PR people, so they can listen, we put in the instructions, just right-click on the link, on the hyperlink, or just push the little blue button and you can listen. And, you know, invariably, 5 out of 10 people write back and say, I don't understand. Yeah. It's like, okay. And so we're actually learning. Like, some people say, well, how come we can't stream it from your site? Or when there's a streaming
player.
Like,
there's a player. It's right there. It says, just push play.
So it's kind of, you know, it's like, we don't want to insult anyone because if they don't know how to use it, obviously there's a learning curve. But it's like, we've given them every imaginable way to
and
use
so
it.
Like, but, yeah.
So just push the button and something will happen. But they get nervous because then a new window comes up and they see this thing spinning and they're like, oh, what is that?
Turn it off.
Yeah, make it stop.
It's trying to give me a virus.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
So there's that part of it. So then when, you know, that's the consumer, but then trying to explain to an agency or a brand manager what's going on. It's a whole other animal.
Yeah.
Whole other animal.
How long have you guys been with Podshow? It's been a while, right?
It's been about six, seven months now that we've been with Podshow, but we've been podcasting. Has it been longer?
Since last September. So almost.
It seems like it happened while I was at the farm. I remember because I was only picking up pieces of things.
9 months. We've gestated now.
We've had a baby.
Yes, we've had a baby.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's funny because, you know, I've been in the podcasting. I'll coming up on my 2 year anniversary in August. So. I've been doing it since early on. I mean, again, I'm not as early as people like John Ong, you know, but I've been doing it for a while. And, you know, it's exciting. Things have changed so much. I mean, you've been doing... How long have you been podcasting?
July 4th will be 2 years.
Okay.
So, yeah, just right before you.
You're a month older than me.
Yeah.
July. You started on July 4th?
Yeah, my first podcast was recorded on July 4th. I actually put it up. Like, I did it, and it was funny, because I had put this thing together. I was like, hey, I did a podcast. One of my friends was like, where do I download it? I was like, well, I can send it to you.
Not quite sure.
Like, I hadn't put it up anywhere yet.
Oh, right.
So it was like a week or so after that.
I could send it in an email.
Yeah.
You're like, no, that's not the... You have to be able to download it.
Yeah, that was the moment that I was like, okay. So I got to figure this out now.
Hey, we were at that place, too. I mean, we've all been at that place where we didn't get it.
Or something.
I had posted it on... I was like just sending it to people, and then I put it up on Internet Archive and tried to do it that way, and that was a royal pain in the ass. So finally I put up a site, and actually John Ong helped me set it all up and everything.
He's sweet.
Precious John Ong.
I love John Ong. You whore.
Nice.
Well, not everybody gets their own theme song, but whatever.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
that's true. I'm one of two people that has been blessed with a John Ong. Well, no, three people now.
There's one
four, including
Wanda's.
John's own song, Wanda, Archer, and me. Oh. And Archer's was he adapted Archer's pre-existing, like he had a riff, and then John added the
Archer Radio.
Wow! But he wrote Remarkably Mark from scratch. I have to say, I'm
all
very.
I have to say is that Steva is in a theme song. But
yeah,
I don't have one, but whatever. Whatever.
Wow.
But see, John has repeatedly said that he's not the type of person that can, because people have asked him, and he said, he's not like Jeff Smith. He's not like Jeff Smith, who he can just sit down and write a jingle. John's like, no, it has to come to me sort of on its own. The Wanda Wisdom just came to him as a joke, and he sent it to her, and she was like, oh, I love it. You know, and the same with me. I was hinting at, like, oh, John, it would be great if you could write me a theme song. And he sort of joking said, he told me, he's like, oh, I can't just come up with it like that. But then he did. It just came to him. So.
All right, I'm listening to the waiter.
I am like, what is he saying?
Just stay here.
Are we just staying here,
yeah,
taking up his space? You want to interview him?
I don't think so. He frightens
me. This is sort of a traditional, curmudgeonly New York thing.
Yeah, he's making
me
nervous.
Probably having a coronary because we're still sitting there.
Having a coronary?
And the woman, too, she was funny. You should tell the story about the woman.
Oh, Mark has legs crossed, so the table was pushed out 5 more inches than it should have been, so we got bitched.
But it wasn't. We never moved the table. It was exactly where it was.
Come on, Mark. I saw you move the table. Just admit it. Totally kidding.
Move it now.
Well, maybe we should wrap this up. I'm starting to feel like, we gotta get maybe just a touch.
Oh, that's sad. Well, we're gonna have to say.
Yeah, also, from my table waiting days, I probably would have been like, God damn it! Now they pulled on a microphone.
Yeah. There's still empty. Plenty of empty tables.
Yeah, there's plenty of empty tables. It's just he's getting them. That's all.
All right.
But anyways, lovely talking to you guys.
You could do like you did with Joey. You could say, okay, well, here's a song.
Yeah, now listen to this song. So give me the rundown of where we can find all your stuff.
The easiest place is just to go to culinarypodcastnetwork.com. You can find all our stuff. There's links to The Gilded Fork, which is our online food magazine, and all of our individual shows, The Remarkable Palate podcast, Food Philosophy, which is Jennifer's, The Culinary Roundtable, and then we have a bunch more that are in the works.
Yeah, I heard they were discussing while I was sitting here some things.
Things that we cannot reveal.
So,
and there's some that we've already hinted at that we can reveal.
Bachelor's Boot Camp will be coming
Bachelor's
out.
Bachelor's
Boot Camp. Oh, so that's the one you were talking about.
There's another show that's coming up soon called Welcome to Wine Country, hosted by our friend Rosina Tenari Wilson. She's out on the West Coast, so she does a whole Napa Sonoma.
She's knee
focused.
Deep in the vines. Yeah. She's everywhere.
I love it.
It's all about
knee
wine.
Knee deep in the vines.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, thanks for joining me today, guys.
Thanks
I'm glad that we got to do this.
Yeah, thank you.
And bye bye. Listen to this song. We'll be right back.
Yes. That was Shake the Disease, a cover of, God, probably 1981 or so, Depeche Mode song by the Sunshiners. And I should throw out there that that song was introduced to me by the lovely and talented Liza at copyright.com. Okay, the cough. Which is more annoying, the coughing or me whining about the coughing? I should put up a poll or something. So, yeah, I wasn't going to say anything yet, but I did want to throw out there that homegirl, what's her name? Liza told me about that song. And I also wanted to mention that that was the first time I recorded with a mic plugged into the Marantz recorder that was kindly purchased for me by Podcast Ready. So, it was interesting. I think I need to be a little more diligent about microphone placement. As we were talking, I had one microphone, was kind of passing it around. You can tell when it got lazy because the background noise got a little louder than the talking. But enough of that. Let's go on to this car sound sing trip. This will feature myself, Joey Piscopo, who's been on the show before, Alan Hale, and Liz Fye chit-chatting in El Caro on the way to the Catskills. I guess a little background information. I just finished doing the musical Happy End at Theater 1010, and the Catskill Arts Foundation. How about that for making up the name of an organization? They brought us up to do the show. We had a great weekend, and this was us in the rental car on the way, and hilarity ensues.
Hello? Hi, we're in the car on the way to Catskills, and it's great. Who's in the car?
It's Liz's birthday.
It's my birthday, and we're here with the Native American Alan.
Alan, you're a Native American.
He just said that he was.
I said I actually have about as much rap in me as I do Native American.
We're just outside Yonkers, New York. And we're heading toward Hunter, New York to do a show tomorrow. This is Joey Piscopo. Hello. How are you?
Hey, look, geese.
It was geese.
Geese.
It was a geese. Wow, we're in the country.
I didn't see a geese.
There's not in the country, geese with a whole family back
really?
There.
They're called geeses,
it.
Dude.
And
we
goslings.
Have geese, and there's a... I'd love to explain everything, but there really isn't that much interesting stuff around here.
Who else do we have
there's
in the car?
There's trees to our right.
He's too busy talking there about the nature.
Something
the nature surrounding
in
us.
In the process of being built to the left. Looks like a new structure.
It's an eyesore, Joey.
It might be a building.
It looks like the old structure is going out, and they're building a new one. It's very exciting, upstate New York here.
We're not upstate, are we? Aren't we still in New York City?
Yep. We're Yonkers.
No, wait, is Yonkers part of New York City?
No, it's not. It's not
Westchester.
We're upstate.
Y'all are crazy. Look, there's a deer crossing sign.
All right.
Oh, my Lord, we're in the
wilderness. Even though there's still 80% of the state to go.
We're still up. We're up than when we before. We're up city.
So also in the car we have Liz Fye.
Hi, it's my birthday.
You just turned 37.
I'm 37 today and I'm proud of it.
You didn't turn 37, you Italian whore. We shouldn't make those references, I guess.
Why?
What is with the Italian whore reference? Are you Italian at all?
You don't know the Italian horror reference?
Let's not tell the story right now.
Why?
That's a good idea.
What else are we going to do? We just never know who's listening.
Right. Why don't you keep your eyes on the road, Joey, before you
eyes on the road.
Wouldn't it be great if we crashed on this podcast?
And then we also have Alan Hale.
Hi.
Hi, Alan.
Hi. I'm actually Scottish and German.
And I'm Michael Herron,
a
host
little bit
of
German.
Mikey Pod. I have a little German in me.
I have a little
What's
bit
his
German.
Name?
I don't
Hans,
think Joey
Hans.
Has any German in him.
Hans.
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 So, yeah, we're in a car.
Here we are in a
car. Actually, it's kind of an in-between. It's a little bit more of an SUV.
What are these things called?
Oh, my God. It's such a wagon. It's like a little Beetle.
It's long.
It's a sports utility turd.
What's the name of this car?
It looks like a little yellow turd.
Yeah, let's name our vehicle.
Check the glove.
No, I mean, really, what's it called?
Oh.
Check the glove
Chrysler
or something.
Oh, I thought we were
going to
name it. It's
one of those Chrysler things.
That's the rental agreement.
It's a Chevy.
Oh, Jesus H.
Okay.
It had the gold cross on the front.
It's like a mutated PT Cruiser or something.
Yeah,
PT Cruiser is what it looks like.
The PT Cruiser is by Chrysler, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a Chrysler.
Jesus,
Chevy.
Chrysler.
Oops. I have no idea what this is. It's an Impala.
Work zones.
This is not an Impala.
It is now.
I think we should name the car. Should we name it Elvira or Chester?
What if we don't like either of those?
Chester.
What was the first one?
Well, then you can throw some new names into the hat.
No, let's call
it. Oh, yeah.
Why does it have to be a woman?
All vehicles have to be named after women.
Diane. I don't know if that's right.
How about Calypso in honor of Pirates of the Caribbean?
More like a Betty.
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 It's like an old
Betty?
Name.
Betty?
Alice.
Sheila.
How about Alice?
I don't think he agrees.
I like Alice.
Alice. I could do Alice because...
Mine would make enough space.
A woman in her... Remember, Alice doesn't live here anymore. It's all about how she keeps driving around in that station wagon, that 1974... God, I love that movie. It's probably not from 74.
Wasn't the movie from 1974?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I guess that's why she was driving such an old car.
God, it was such a good old
but
star.
That's what the show...
Were you even born in 1974?
Yeah, being 37.
True.
What year were you born, Miss 37-year-old? Quick.
74. Shoot.
I'm going to be 38 next week.
Oh, that's right. The 7th,
are you
right?
Really?
Yeah. That's pretty old.
I saw it on MySpace today.
Yeah.
Oh, how old are you really this five?
Hey, we're taking 87, right, Alan?
Oh, Lord.
Navigator. Navigator, please navigate.
Changes.
It is. Tap and zebra and drive.
Changes.
Can we listen to that, please?
Sure.
I'm in love with David Bowie. Madly in love with David Bowie.
Wow.
I could talk about that until the day I die.
Follow the Tap and Z.
The day I die.
Let's try this. We're getting off at exit 20. Okay. We don't know if this is the Tap and Z bridge, but we hope.
And this is the last recording you'll hear from any of us alive.
Shush.
This is like the black box of the
So we can play music while we cast?
Yeah, it's
quietly.
Not really officially pod safe, but I don't
like
really care about that.
It's like an audio Blair Witch Project.
I'm so scared. I'm so frightened. I can't do my voice. My voice is weird.
You were freaking me out. I thought you were really going to talk like that the whole way there.
Would you like that, Joe?
No,
I would have kicked him in the neck.
It was a little shrill what I was doing.
It was shrill.
You would have shut your goddamn mouth.
Maybe there were helium balloons back there.
Yeah,
this fire will haul out her turquoise chain and whip you.
He whipped me with a turquoise chain.
Right? Yeah, this is right.
It is?
Uh-huh, I recognize it.
We gotta take 87, right? That's what we're looking for.
Sweet.
As you can tell, I drive quite a bit around the country.
I take the upstate. A train.
Yes, you know what? I was coming in from Jersey, because that's where we rented the car. And I'm like, it's so much easier just to jump on a stupid bus or a train or something.
Let me tell you.
All this traffic and the driving and the worrying about the gas.
And the flaming!
And the hyman hyman.
So, tell us about this Jerry Lewis thing.
What about the Jerry Lewis thing?
You mentioned on the first podcast of the Longo and Jerry Show.
I mentioned you a lot on that first podcast.
I was so touched.
Alan.
And I did the old, Alan Hale, why does that name sound so familiar?
We really sat next to each other in the dressing room.
That's true.
No, but you mentioned something
smell
about Jerry
the
Lewis.
Smell.
I am. I'm writing this Jerry Lewis show right now.
You're writing it?
I am writing it. And, It's in the works. Probably for September, though.
It's going to be a one-man show?
It is going to be a one-man show.
Oh, I want to be in it.
With a little pit.
You can be the one. We'll draw lots to find out who does the show.
I can do Jerry Lewis. Hey, lady!
Oh, my God.
See?
Yeah, but you got to see this guy fall down when he does it, too. Fall?
Yeah.
Well, Jesus, I just fell down a second ago.
Alan stage managed my one-man show. He saw it all. Performances.
It was like a baby.
How do you stage manage a
coming out of
show?
A tight hole?
Oh my God. So the left lane is closed.
Oh jeez.
Well, this is exciting. It's exciting stuff.
Oh yeah.
Maybe people want to know that on North 87 the left lane is closed for construction.
Make it be wet.
I would want to know.
This doesn't really make sense for a traffic report, though, on a podcast.
Yeah, there are some weather report podcasts. Isn't that interesting?
Does it really? That's dumb.
But, I mean, if they do it and you download it that day, if you're in the habit,
I guess it's dumb. It's just not necessary for every person.
Oh, that is so diplomatic.
Look at those hills up ahead.
And it's a tap and a Z.
I think that's racist, Alan.
Gorgeous.
It's not appropriate for all people.
I didn't say appropriate. I said necessary.
Oh, so it's not necessary to have black people. Is that what you're saying?
Where the hell did you get that?
I'm just kidding.
Where else would we get soul food?
Wow.
Oh my God.
I could eat some cornbread right now.
Okay, if you're listening to this, ask him to explain Mongo. And then judge me.
We explained Mongo in the last
one. No, you didn't.
Nope, you stopped.
We talked about the retarded people porn. Isn't that how it started? Yeah,
no, you referenced it. I knew you were talking about, but you didn't get into it.
No, we talked about it because we said that was the first email I sent Joey was a link to retarded people porn.
Oh.
Notice how I'm becoming more PC and saying retarded people instead of retards. That's good.
Yes.
Thanks.
So we're crossing the Tappan Zee Bridge.
There's water underneath us.
What's the body of water, Alan?
This is the Hudson River.
Way across the Hudson River.
Which?
Hey, I'm kind of excited.
During the winter, this river will freeze over. This is two bits of interesting trivia.
Nice.
New York City, the reason the east side was more heavily populated when New York City was founded is because the East River does not freeze, because it's a direct inlet from the ocean, from New York Harbor. Hudson River is a freshwater river which freezes in the winter. And in the spring, you can come out during the big thaw, and you will hear a gunshot crack from the ice separating.
Really?
Yep.
Nice, Alan.
Thank you.
How did you...
I'm full of stuff like that.
How did you know that?
Oh, Lord. You spend enough time in New York City, you learn just about everything.
Oh, I can't wait to live for a long time to find these things
out. You went to a museum.
Well, you just found one thing out.
I read Gotham.
Yeah.
I want that book.
It's really cool. And a historical atlas to New York City.
Hear that, podcast listeners? I want that book in my birthday
Gotham,
next week.
And also a historical atlas to New York City.
Feel free to ask for my address. I'll send it to you freely.
Post it online. Who cares? Any mail at all.
Oh, so
or if you want to come and visit, just drop by. Don't phone first.
And if I don't live there anymore, my sister will still be there. I'm sure she'll appreciate it. So we need to talk about how Joey's now the, I act like I'm like the center of all gay podcasts. Well, like.
You are.
Joey
you are.
Is the.
Don't be modest.
What is it?
You
the.
Are.
The darling.
The darling of the gay podcast. Or the darling of Mikey Putt, anyway.
I'm very honored to have the title, actually.
Well, and then I told him he might have to actually put out, so.
I got some MySpace.
Took care of that.
It was nice.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, you got one. Wait, who'd you get the MySpace message from?
The guy in California.
Oh, yeah. You know what? He went and got tickets to see the premiere of my friend's piece in L.A. He emailed me last night.
Oh, from that poet?
Yeah, well, she's a composer. Yeah, but yeah, I played on
really
the end of the last
piece she did. That was
that's
really
just
cool.
One of, it's like 12 parts, that piece.
But she did something Persian. That's what you said?
Yeah,
that's
the new piece is like Persian instruments, and it's all written in Persian tonality.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm kind of jealous. I would like to see it. And she's my friend. I love her.
Oh, there it is, the voice.
It's
listen
back.
To this. I've heard this before.
If I just had another milkshake.
More for you, Mongo.
But it tastes so good.
Keep
off.
Your eyes peeled for a Cinnabon on the throughway here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's one of the roadside plazas.
Oh, so we're crossing Nyack. We're passing by Nyack right
which
now.
Which is where my brother-in-law used to live. When I first came to New York, I stayed in Nyack.
It's really? Very big with the antiques and stuff, right?
Yeah, and like Rosie O'Donnell used to live there.
My really? Mom used to take her to something.
She may
time.
Still live there, actually.
I'm sure they does.
From the way she spoke before The View, it sounded like she lived in the city.
Am I thinking of the right person, Rosie O'Donnell?
She lives up by Lincoln Center.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure she has a house at night.
I mean, why not?
Okay, well, maybe I'm wrong. I'm not, like, sorry.
No.
I'm turning this off.
No, why? We're talking.
Because I'm sick of you accusing me. God damn it.
I'm in the mood for Burger King.
There is
Burger
one
King
there.
Chicken sandwich. Does there have a Cinnabon
yeah.
there too?
Yes.
Should we stop there? Are we that hungry?
Oh, but you know what? It's Cinnabon. You don't have to be hungry.
Okay.
Wow, I've never had one of these Cinnabons.
You've never had a Cinnabon?
Wow, there goes the judgment again.
It wasn't judgment. It was
questionable love.
It was...
Ow, god damn it.
Confusion.
We got party blowers for Liz's birthday.
Party.
It is indeed. Whose birthday is it?
Electrify.
Oh my god.
Let's be specific.
At the place where I teach camp that I'm not naming the name of because I just don't want to on the podcast.
Sure.
That's diplomatic.
There was a little girl that came in with a bear. And she's like, I got it for my birthday. And we said, she didn't talk like that.
I got it for my birthday. Did.
And we're like, oh, is it your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
So we sang happy birthday to her like 5 or 6 times throughout the day. Because we go to all different rooms. And then we tell them, oh, guess what? It's her birthday. So at the end of the day, the mom comes like, okay. Oh, we sang happy birthday to her, blah, blah. And the mom was like, what? She said it was her birthday. It's not her birthday. So the whole day we were acting like it was her birthday. But I don't think she worked us. It was one of those things that she was like, okay, because she's 2 years old.
I used to go into the, well, my friends and I, there was this Chinese restaurant in town. We'd go in and pretend it was our birthday because they'd play the Chinese birthday song and bring this really good ice cream.
Wow.
So we'd take turns pretending it was our birthday. Yeah, no, it was like a fried ice cream. Tasty.
Let's go to the mall.
Oh, I've like, been by this mall.
There's like a Home Depot, Lowe's, Target.
That's like when you know you're in the suburbs. It's a mall. There's no malls in New York.
No.
Well, there's one at Herald Square. But
yeah, but
that's not a mall.
It's what?
I got out of the subway.
As the French say, it's duty.
The French do not say that.
Duté.
Duté.
Or chité.
Duté. You mean
meh. You're so cosmopolitan.
It's very chité. They smell like a boo-boo.
Oh, we're crossing under a train. Cool.
Oh, and now it's on.
And now it's gone.
First it was there, and now it's gone.
I love how you caught that, Marco. It's what? It's what? Say it again,
it's
Joe.
It's duty.
Say that. Say the feces word again.
Oh, wow. Today on Judge...
Judy?
Hatchet.
Wow.
Oh, Judge Hatchet. All right.
Oh, shit.
What time is that on?
I love you have the Judge Hatchet report.
Was this one with the dogs?
No, it was the one with this... man and woman who were like clearly just pissed off each other with the clothes chopped up.
Yes.
And he shredded, you know, he put a bag of my shredded clothes on my doorstep and they were rubbed with urine and feces. And the judge Tash is like, oh, what? Did you put feces and urine on her clothes? Well, it was because she, and like, they had this whole, it was so
there's
like.
There's no justification for that.
But you know, and she was like.
They're so dysfunctional, they almost deserve each other.
But it was crazy.
She didn't replace the milk after she drank all it, so.
Well, you picked up the jug and drank straight out of it. Man, that voice is really annoying
isn't it? No, it's
You're
great.
You're going to listen to this podcast for a while. I'm never going to do that.
Actually, I have a use for that voice. I make videos. You know those little Fisher-Price people, those little tiny ones? They don't make them anymore because I think they're worried kids are going to choke.
They're called little people.
Little people. My sister and I make videos with those people, like the live-action videos when you, like, pause the tape.
Yeah.
We could use that voice in the video.
Bring it on. You got to get me when I got a little phlegm going on.
I think you can. I'll buy you a milkshake if you do that like, voice for
drink
me.
Drink a milkshake, motherfucker.
The Waverly Diner is right under my house, and they're open.
Waverly Diner. I just
it's
ate
gonna
there.
It's going to be under your house, too.
I ate there last night.
Really?
Is that right under your house?
Right under my
house.
They
have these breakfast skillets.
I should have stopped by.
Breakfast skillets at the Waverly Diner.
Wait, is it the Waverly Diner I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me get my phone.
It's on 6th and Waverly.
No, it wasn't the Waverly.
You're such a yellow liar.
Well, I'm not a liar. I'm new.
Yellow.
Oh, Westway Diner is where I went.
Oh, my God. I love the Westway. I live at the Westway.
You know that? The Westway, I found a hair in my food every time.
It doesn't matter. I eat there all the time with my friends.
I ate there 3 times, and I found a hair every single time. It's the hair diner to me.
Well, maybe your hair's falling out. It might be your hair.
That black, long hair, that ain't mine.
Okay, okay.
Well, maybe it came off your
cubic. All I'm saying is I'm not going to stop going to the Westway. That is a beautiful diner.
It's beautiful, but diner food is so like
in the middle of the night,
sketchy.
In the middle of the morning.
Yeah, but that's part of the adventure.
My friends and I love the Westway.
I mean, it's bad adventure from sandwich at the Port Authority.
Which is where you got your sandwich that had
fruit
you.
Poisoning.
Yeah, liquid shooting out of every orifice.
Technicolor puke.
He came up talking about sweat.
Diners are disgusting, though. You just kind of have to take a little time off after something gross happens, and then you go back. You know? Everybody's like,
just then you need to not look so close to your food.
You just brush it aside. You say, I hope that didn't happen.
What'd you say? Look at my food.
Don't look too close to your food. It's your own fault.
Yeah, people are, you know, always giving me a hard time. They're like, why are you always going back to the Waverly Diner? That place is disgusting. And I'm like, I know.
I'm so like, I don't know how I got this way, but if I find hair in my food, I'm like, oh, whatever, just toss it aside, keep on going.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Hair,
because like, there's probably other nasty shit in your food.
Fingernails, not so much.
Oh God.
Okay, I don't want to know fingernail in my food.
Or dog shit.
Ooh,
that would be an issue.
Or a bad one.
Shredded clothes with urine and feces.
Oh, yeah.
It was from my dogs.
Really
it's
depends.
A straight trip to anorexia is that.
Which is worse, dog poopy rubbed on your clothes or human poopy?
Do you know?
Human. Dog shit, you see it around. You know, people are picking it up and human, that's stranger.
So we should start shitting in the city more often.
I want to be delicate here, but I actually saw a lady with anorexia today. I've never actually seen one in person.
What?
So we just went through,
seen one in
through an easy pass without paying.
Did they take a picture?
I think so.
Oh.
So, yeah, we'll get that later.
So your friend will
get that
later.
Oh, was that an easy pass where you couldn't pay?
That's funny.
Where all you can do is just drive through? They didn't have pay tolls. Answer me, Joe Piscopo! Oh, are we having side whispering conversations in the front?
I see.
Let's all tell secrets that the podcast listeners
won't hear.
I was telling a story about a lady with anorexia.
No, well, something happened up front.
Clearly.
Hey, no.
Did you fart?
You did.
Are you guys going to be rubbing feces on each other's clothes tonight?
I hope so.
I was actually surprised because I'd never encountered it. In my almost 10 years in New York, I've never actually encountered a person that deals with anorexia.
Oh, was it really bad? Is that what you mean?
I actually noticed her
sternum.
Her sternum on her chest because she was wearing a low-cut shirt. And I actually saw her ribs and her upper rib cage.
You said, bitch, I'm going to buy you a sandwich. You're grossing me out.
Well, see, that's why I wanted to be careful, because she was coming out of an office. How do I know she wasn't going to see her analyst?
Well, she should visit her analyst a little more often.
No, I was just laughing about this.
So negative.
Going through that easy
I'm trying to be PC.
And I'm being nasty.
Okay.
Going through that easy pass thing and took a picture, and they can generally see the person's face, and I'm wearing this stupid.
Oh my God, they're going to get you for a DWR.
We should mention that for Liz's 37th birthday,
that's a good idea.
The car is bedecked with bunting and signs.
Or maybe you get a ticket for a DWM.
Party hats.
Driving while Mongo.
Wow.
With that add on.
You were in rare form.
If you were
Mongo.
If you were a shake flavor, what would you be in Mongo?
Oh, that's good.
I don't think I would.
I have a song on here about anorexia, but actually it's not on here. Some friends of mine wrote it.
That's awesome.
Anorexic Lexus.
I have a song on here.
She's driving a Lexus. It's a good one. The same people. Are we allowed to swear on here?
Would I be? Yeah.
Well, because I've got a song in here, Fucking the Dog.
Oh, no bestiality.
No?
Shut down. Unless it's a horse.
I don't think I would. I definitely would not be a mint chocolate chip. That was just too overpowering.
Was there chips in it, or was it just chocolate mint?
It was your chocolate. Well, too.
I might just be vanilla.
I wish you guys wanted to hear this song. I understand, though. It's a little much.
Well, we're casting.
Forget I mentioned it.
So, wow. I was saying,
if you send it to me, I'll just play it on the podcast.
Oh, all right.
It'll be better, because we play it with the
all right, let's listen to it later.
You're going to have to edit this one, Mongo. I know how much you love editing.
Or I can just turn it off right now.
Oh, it's tweeting.
Did you listen
to the last podcast?
Not all of it. It was freaking long.
No, not us. The one that I did after that.
Oh, no.
With a voicemail from my friend Chris Daly.
Yeah.
No.
He said, you need to... Oh, I told you this already. You need to thank Joey Piscopo for making you leave the recorder on.
Oh, no.
That was good stuff.
But this one's going to be like 3 hours. This is our first installment.
Well, we have to stop for the Cinnabon, and then we can do an update.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We should just stop right now.
Wait, is this Cinnabon? Hold on. Wait. Cinnabon, I'm going to just keep talking. There's no Cinnabon here.
This podcast is kind of like my voicemail. It just keeps going and going. By the end, I'm like, wow. Yeah. So if you're still listening.
Right. Which one is it? Is it this one?
Wait, what?
No, it's in the middle, isn't it?
Okay, I'm getting confused, so I'm trying to solve.
Okay, we're closing to get some
new Jersey. Jersey, you're bold, back in the trailer. But life was finally good, looks like you won.
That is totally what I should have played there in the middle, but I didn't, so there it is at the end. That is Electrify featuring the fabulous Liz Fai, who was in the car with us, and her track Social Climber, which was based on a true story, I'm told. Maybe one day Liz will tell us about it. Wouldn't that be lovely? So, yeah, there we go. See, this is a long show. It's already almost 50 minutes. I still got voicemail to get to, but you guys keep saying it's okay if they're long, so here you go. So let's do some voicemail. I have a lot of it, and it may be in order. Let's see what we got.
Hey, Mikey, this is James in L.A. calling you from the Walt Disney Concert Hall Auditorium. We're on intermission. Eve's piece was just done, and it is just magnificent. She got a standing ovation. She had to come out twice to do bows. She was just, it was just wonderful. Just a wonderful, wonderful piece. Thank you so much for telling me about this and making it possible for me to come. I'm going to try to meet her after the show's over. She emailed me and told me to try to look her up, so I'm going to do my best. But I just wanted to let you know, it was just magnificent. Thank you. Have a good week, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yay! I was so happy to hear that that went so well. That was Eve Baglarian's premiere of her piece, Sang, in Los Angeles. It was a Los Angeles Master Chorus. And James is a podcast listener. And I told him about it. And just a couple of days before, I emailed him and said, oh my God, you should go. So he did. And he was kind enough to also send me the program from the show. I got that in the mail, along with a birthday card. Thank you, James. Thank you, James. So, yeah. You know, I'm going to, like, just do, like, I got some birthday messages, and I hope you guys don't mind, but I'm not really going to play those. Because, you know, personal, I guess. Not really because it's too personal, but because I'm running out of time. And I think, you know, I appreciate the calls. But maybe we'll appreciate having just a tiny bit shorter show. This one from Kenty was kind of interesting. Hi, Kenty. I haven't talked to you forever, but here we go.
Hey, Mikey Pod. This is Kenty from the Flizz Show. Just loved your Joey Piscopo show. He sounds really, really cute. You know, I once heard, there's a couple of things I want to say here. A couple years ago, well, that's as far as back as pod started, right? Anyway, early on, I listened to a podcast, and on the show, somebody said, what do you call a straight guy who hangs out with gay guys? And another person said, a pancake. And I go, why? Because they haven't been flipped yet. So maybe Joey Piscopo is a pancake. Another thing is I'm really interested in Happy End. I've heard about it. I've never heard any of the music or I don't even know what the play is about, the story. So I don't know if you have a recording of your Happy End or not, but if so, I'd be really interested in hearing it. So listen, great job. I love that show, and have a good day in New York City. I'm right now, I'm in Cambridge, Massachusetts, right across from Harvard University, and I'm on my way to the subway to go home. Talk to you later. Bye.
And then there was this other, oh, before that, I should address that. Yeah, Kenty, I have I don't have our recording of it, but I do have a couple recordings. One that was done not too long ago, and one that was done in the 60s with Lotta Lenya. I think she's singing everything in German. So I was thinking it might be fun to do like a Happy End show and talk about the plot and play a few songs. But yeah, I don't know if I will. I have a really cool interview coming up next week. I've talked about Shane Claiborne on the show before. We studied his book at Koinonia, and then also I read it again when I got here, and he's going to be on the show next week. We're doing an interview on Tuesday, and I'll put it up Tuesday if I can. So that'll be great. I'm really excited about that. But anyway, back to these. Here's another message from Kenty. I just got it.
Hey, Michael Heron. This is Kenty from the Fleta Show. Not that makes a difference, but anyway. I love your show, Army Dreams, very much. The Kate Bush song, I want to get that Kate Bush album. Kate Bush is an artist that I like, but I really don't have a lot of her albums. But I think I want to get that because I like that song. And I also like the Rufus Wainwright song, and I was thinking about getting that album. And I put it off, but now that I heard the song, I'm going to buy it. So thanks for playing it. I'll get it, because I have his other albums, except for his early albums. He's a good guy, I guess. But he's hard to understand sometimes. His fiction is not so good. What else was I going to say? Oh, yeah, you know, I like these shows where you know, bare your soul and talk about things. You know, you talk about being an activist or whatever, and like some people are doing things which are more, have more pizzazz to them, but I mean, everybody can be an activist by doing something, you know, making a little change. You don't have to make dramatic changes in everything you do, as long as you are making changes, as long as you're aware of your surroundings and aware of your actions and so forth, you know. I mean, you have to start somewhere, and I think if everybody does a little bit, it will add up to a lot. So that's what I think. Well, anyway, thank you, Michael. Talk to you later. Bye.
Kenty, I totally agree. And that's part of what I'm talking... I don't even want to get off on that. But yes, I agree. And that's... if everyone did a little bit, instead of thinking that, you know, you get in this thing where you don't think what you do matters. Well, if everyone who thought that decided, well, I'm still going to do a little bit, that little bit turns into a lot. Simple math, really. Here is a old message from my pal Frank. Hi, Frank, in Houston.
Hey, Mikey Pod, this is Frank down in Houston. Actually, the last time I called was my long-winded message. I said I was from Galveston, and originally I'm from Galveston, but yeah, but you know that. I live in Houston now. Anyway, a Mother's Day message. I'm leaving a Mother's Day message. Pretty much, my family does what I'm doing right now. I'm actually driving, but I'm on speakerphone, so it's okay. I'm driving to Galveston right now because all the kids usually go down to Galveston, where we grew up, and spend time with my mom and dad, and usually we have like a barbecue and all that stuff. Also, another one, a mother memory. It didn't happen exactly on Mother's Day, but I guess a memory that about my mom was when I came out to her. What was it? 9 years ago. Actually, my brother came out a year ahead of me, so I think it prepared her for when she found out about me, and she's a very devout Catholic, and so she's very religious and everything. But what surprised me was when I told her, she said, well, that's the way God wanted you to be. So I'm guessing she did a lot of research or something. But anyway, so I thought that was really great that she accepted it that way. And so that's my Mother's Day message to you. And hope you're having a good Mother's Day, and hope you are doing well, and I will see you soon. I'm not sure if I'm going to make it to New York in June, but I will see. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yay, Frank. There we go. I didn't have the mic up. Thank you for that, and sorry I played it so late. You sent it to me a long time ago. But that reminds me, does anybody have any father stories to tell? They don't have to be happy. Just tell a father story. I should give you all that stuff. 206-339-6682, MikeyPod.com, MikeyPod@gmail.com, etc. This message is hilarious.
Hey, Michael. Chris Daly here. And once again, you did a great show. I want to especially thank you for playing the Rufus Wainwright song. I really like the song, although I, too, don't like the sentiment of, hey, something's wrong with this place, so I'm leaving. I think it kind of harkens back to Abraham Lincoln, who said, it's stepping into... Damn, I forgot. Hey, tell you what, Michael, don't play this. And what I'll do is, I screwed up the quote. So what I'll do is I'll look up the quote. I want to get it right, and I'll record it again. Thanks. Bye.
That is brilliant. Thank you, Chris. I never got the quote, and I would love to hear it. Yeah, but that was that was brilliant in a whole other way. So, yeah, thanks, Chris. I'd love to hear that quote. I did ask Chris's permission to play that because I was just like, that is too funny not to play. It was like when Abraham Lincoln said, God, I don't know. So I think I covered all the messages I needed to play. I had some message from Zilla saying happy birthday. And Zilla always gets mad when I play his like, messages anyway. I don't know what his problem is. Dirty little whore, basically. And yeah, James sent me a message and I got a card from him. I got stuff from you guys. Thanks for sending the gifts. I did a video cast yesterday. The beauty of it is it was so funny. And then I was opening packages because I got packages in the mail from Derek Etnier and Sharon from Tampon sent me a beautiful card. Thank you guys. And I got a book from, what do you call, Puffy? So yeah, birthday was good. Emphysema's still acting up, but you know, you take the good with the bad. I wanted to throw something out there. I have a friend, I mentioned it in the Joey Piscopo show, that is missing. And really, it's kind of a big deal. It's a friend of mine from a long time ago. And I started doing a whole show about him, and it just didn't feel right. And what does feel right is playing a song for him. I mean, I don't know if, really, honestly, if he's even alive. Yeah. So here's a like down note for you. He got involved in like some drug issues and stuff like that and totally has vanished. No one's heard from him. So dear friend who's made a big impact on my life, and it feels kind of weird to just sort of throw it out here as an afterthought like this, but it's not an afterthought. It's just that it's really hard to talk about. So this song is perfect. First time I set foot in a gay bar, it was with David. And we were there to see Bronski Beat. And I wasn't gay yet. I was there with someone who was a woman I was trying to be in love with. And I was underage. But it was one of those things, I was watching guys dance together and I was just like, what the hell? And I wasn't ready to come out yet, but I was ready to go to a gay bar. Anyway, this is The Communards with For a Friend. And this is for you, David, if you can hear me. Oh, yeah, and this is the end of the show.